What's up, man? All right, guys. Today's video is titled, She's Not Your Girl, It's Only Your Turn, like the MGTOW saying says. So, word up, Britney Spears, Britney Venti broke up with Think Before You Sleep. I'm not gonna get into the whole thing for the simple fact that all women worldwide are the same. I've been saying this for years, dude. Women are property of Satan, okay? This is why all women are identical. It's because Satan does not write a custom script. Somebody's calling me for my restaurant. Where my goddamn phone at? It's like 3 hours, nothing happened, and then they call me like 1 minute. Hello, Egyptian Shawarma. Alaikum salam, how you doing? Yes, we are. Today, probably 10, maybe 11, if it's a little bit busy. Or 11, what time do you plan on coming over? I can stay late.
This
is a warehouse. Plenty of space, man. Plenty of space. When you say a big, yeah, plenty of space. Okay, what are you interested in so I can start putting it on the grill, like chicken, lamb? If for me to like cook it, like chicken is ready to go, lamb would be like 20 minutes. So if you tell me I want lamb, I'll start working it on it now. Oh, okay. Sounds like a plan. Okay, I'll be waiting for your phone call. All right. Alaikum salam. Bye-bye, salam. Yeah, that's the thing about the food truck, guys. We're actually popular. We're the only shawarma place around here. And we do good food. Unlike over at Coach Bitch Pill's place, which, as we all know, he doesn't do food over there. He does something else, but he makes more money than me because he charges $20 a pop, if you know what I mean. Anyways, going back to the point of the video is that all women belong to Satan, especially the young ones out there. If the bitch is under 40, she's property of Satan. The younger they are, the hotter they are, the more property of Satan they are, because Satan can use these women, and in return, Satan doesn't have to do anything to these women other than just give them a script that he has given billions of other women. This is why all women are the same, dudes. There is no such thing as, oh, she different from the other hoes out there. They're all identically the same because they all get the same script from Satan. Now, once you guys understand that, then that's when you guys realize that relationships today are not meant to last. Let me say that one more time. Modern relationships are not meant to last. Get that in your motherfucking brain, okay? Unless you are like Alpha Chad, or she is so ugly that not even a dog will look at her, modern relationships don't last, okay, guys? Get that through your head. When you guys remember, I was in Ukraine about a little bit over, almost a year ago, come to think about it now, not half a year ago, almost a year ago. I need to go back to Ukraine to get my residency, but, you know, I'm here in the food truck. You know, some days we make $200, some days we make no money, you know, it's really up and down. So I'm trying to get into the food truck event circuit. Honestly, dudes, if I keep the truck going 4 days a week, that's really all I need. I don't care about Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or, you know, 4 days. You know, if I got like 4 events a week, I'm good. Like 4 events a week and maybe stay open for 1 day, I am good. I really don't need anything else, you know. But anyways, this video is not about the food truck. So, women are identical, dudes. So, when I was saying about Ukraine, I was in Ukraine and I was waiting for my lawyer to give me the residency paperwork so I can take it to the embassy here in America. And I was sitting in the cafe in Kiev, right by Times Square, or right by Victory Square. I think that's the official name of it over there. So here I am sitting in this cafe, waiting for my lawyer to show up. And there was this American dude, looked like he was well into his 40s or early 50s, obese. He had a full head of hair, you know. He had salt and pepper hair. He had long hair, kind of like my hair. At least he had hair, you know. He wasn't, you know, he was your stereotypical loud, proud, sex tourist, except he wasn't bald. So he was overweight, old, loud, proud, but at least he had a full head of nice hair, you know. So anyways, this guy was talking in English to who the Ukrainian person with him, and this guy was totally unapologetic, man. He was just talking flat out about prostitutes and getting with prostitutes in Ukraine, and that's the whole reason he's there. And I'm like, damn, bro, you're gonna make us all look bad, dude. You're gonna make us all look like motherfucking sex tourists, dude. And then all of a sudden, now of course I didn't confront the guy or anything, you know, but all of a sudden he was like, dagnabbit, I'm the preacher's son. These hoes ain't loyal. And I'm like, based, okay? Guys, nobody knows how degenerate women are other than the preacher's son. And guess what? I, too, am the preacher's son. Guys, I've seen things in the masjid that will make white women, American women in general, look like choir girls, okay, dudes? So this whole notion that, oh, I'm gonna convert to Islam, I'm gonna get me a good Muslimah, nah, better off with a white girl than a fucking hijabi, dude. I'm telling you that right now as the preacher's son. So what does this have to do with Britney Spears, Britney Venti? They're all like that, dudes. Once you get in a relationship with her, it's over, okay? Look, it's like fishing, okay? I don't know if you guys fish, but here in Florida, we fish a lot here in Florida. In fact, I'm thinking about buying a rod and a casting net. I used to have all that stuff like years ago, but you know, they're probably lost or they're torn apart or they broke or whatever the reason is. So I'm looking at about $150 to buy myself nice rod and reel and a casting net and then go out into the ocean because the mullet run is here. Bluefish are coming in. I love bluefish. I know a lot of people don't like bluefish because they're quote unquote oily, but I for one love bluefish, you know. So when you guys get that feeling of catching a fish, guys, it's the best feeling in the world. When that fish is on the rod and you're reeling it in and you finally get it up on the shore, that's it, dude. And the minute you guys put it in the bucket, that's it. It's over. You're on to the next fish, you know. That's the same thing when it comes to the modern day woman. Once you get into a relationship with the modern day woman, guess what? That's it. It's over. She got bored. That's all there is to it, dudes. She got bored. Once you get, you know, in the past she'd get bored if you married her. Today, if you become boyfriend girlfriend, she gets bored, you know. Boyfriend, girlfriend is a new marriage nowadays, okay? So, the question that you guys are probably asking is, well, how do we keep these women going for a long time with us? The answer is very simple. Do not get into a relationship with them. Let them know that, hey, bitch, you're just one of many hoes out there. Look, all the Colombian hoes I have, they all know I'm fucking other bitches. They all know that, dudes. And I let them know up front, okay? And because of that, that makes them want to stay with me even longer. You guys need to understand, you are dealing with animals. Women are animals, okay? You put blood in front of a shark, the shark is gonna attack. We all know that. You get into a relationship with a modern day woman, she's gonna get bored. You guys need to understand. Women have all sorts of options. women can make their own money. There really is no need for a woman to be in a relationship. Like, hold the truth hostage here on MGTOW TV said a while back, monogamy is oppression to woman. And the reason why monogamy is oppression to woman, it's because you're telling a woman you can't sleep with that dude, flirt with that guy, get Eiffel Towered by those guys, have the whole football team run a train on you. So monogamy really is oppressive to woman. See, you guys have to have a woman in a state of, bitch, you fuck up, I'm gonna throw you in the motherfucking trash can, bitch, I'm gonna go get me another one. Okay, guys, whenever I'm in Colombia, I'm continuously looking for bitches in Colombia. That's how I roll. This whole notion, dudes, this whole notion of, oh, she's, you gotta be faithful to her, she's your soulmate, she's your twin flame, she's the one, that's bull fucking shit. Do you guys have any idea how many guys out there are married to women who are not even remotely interested in them like that, but they're with them because of the stability and the lifestyle, dudes? A lot, okay? You don't want to be that dude, dude. You don't want to be that dude that some bitch is only with you because of the lifestyle. Okay, don't get me wrong, dudes. You should take care of a woman. Like, for example, my hoes back in Colombia, I send them a little thing every now and then. Every now and then, hey, baby mama, you know, here's like 50,000 pesos. 50,000 pesos is like what? 13 bucks, you know? That's one shawarma sandwich is $13 here, you know. So every couple of weeks I send a bitch a little something, you know, keep her on that hook, keep her on that line, no problem, okay? But the second you marry that girl, the second you get into a committed relationship with her, you're gonna turn her off, dudes, okay? So you guys out there gotta understand this really good, especially you passport bros and you Muslim sales, okay? At the end of the day, looks matter. And height is a looks multiplier, okay? Unlike Mr. Yo-Yo-Yo, homie, yo, I'm alpha, dog. I ain't no Shadrone. But at the end of the day, dudes, as long as you're not Yogi Obst Short or Coach Bitchpil Fugly, you're gonna be somewhat fine. Now, in my case, guys, I'm 6 foot fucking three, dudes, okay? Now, you guys can see how I look. I look a lot better now than I did 2 years ago, thanks to all the surgeries I had, the sunscreen I'm using. Like, one of the best surgeries I've ever had, guys, was getting rid of the fat pads from here. That, to me, was a fucking game changer. Then I had lip correction up here. I had a little bit work done on my teeth. You know, I'm still gonna go to that girl in Bucaramanga to give me a whole new set of teeth. In fact, she just texted me, oh, I got a customer, see you later, okay, guys? Sorry about that, guys, had a customer come in. So, going back to what I was saying is that you can't have a relationship with a girl, dudes. Like, the moment you get into a relationship with a girl is the exact equivalent of a fisherman throwing a fish in a bucket. That's it. Go on to the next adventure. It's the same exact thing, okay? So you guys out there, you gotta cycle through woman. None of that, she's the one, she loves me, she's my twin flame. None of that bullshit, dude. You gotta keep looking for other women. And I am telling you, out of experience, and I'm gonna be making a video about this later on, the more bitches you have, the more desired you will be. I know a lot of women out there say, oh, if you cheat on me, I'm gonna leave you. No, they only do that with Beta Bucks Deluxe. They don't do that with Chad. They don't do that with Tyrone. They do that with a Beta Bucks Deluxe because they want all your resources to themselves, okay? In today's society, when a woman leaves you, she can still take all your resources through divorce rape and what have you, and she can go give it to Tyrone and Chad, okay? So, at the end of the day, guys, it's really imperative to understand that the old MGTOW saying, you know, she's not your girl, it's only your turn, is so amazingly accurate, dudes. Like, when I go back to Colombia, I'm looking at other women, I'm not going to be stuck with one vagina or two vaginas or three vaginas in Colombia. I'm constantly going to be looking for women. And the thing is, guys, I don't approach women, dudes. I don't approach a woman, you know. Let the woman approach you. Let them smile. Let them say hi. Guys, this whole notion that, oh, women are embarrassed, intimidated, they have low self-esteem, that's all fucking bullshit, dudes. If a woman is interested in you like that, she will make a move, dudes. She'll be like, hi, or you're tall, how tall are you? Guys, women have a million and one ways to let you know I'm interested in you like that, okay? This whole notion that you have to cold approach and that you have to go to every girl like, hey, baby mama, what you doing tonight? Like a certain PUA out there tells you, yo, 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 homie, yo, I'm alpha dog. That's bullshit, dudes, okay? Women come to you if they like you like that, okay, guys? Get that through your mind. If women don't approach you, you're just not attractive to the opposite sex. That's all there is to it, okay? You guys out there need to understand this really good, okay? The moment, especially you Muslim sales, because I see this at the masjid, I see young Muslim sales getting married and they have no idea what's gonna happen a year, 2 years, 3 years from now. Let me tell you something, dudes. A lot of these Muslim sales who get married, they get married to post-wall women. These women end up having a kid from them. They gain 100 pounds. And guess what? Imagine you're a 35-year-old dude. You just graduated fucking college. You're a doctor now. And 35 years old. And now you're stuck with this one morbidly obese woman who doesn't even like you like that for the rest of your life, dude. Imagine that, okay? A lot of Muslim sales out there are in that very same boat. A lot of Muslim sales out there, they're under the impression, if I become a doctor, if I prove to her how good of a man I am, she's gonna touch my pee-pee, when in reality, there's a bunch of ancient niggers out there that she's been busting it wide open for, and probably giving them money, you know, probably taking care of them. And then when she comes to you, Mr. Beta Male, Mr. Nice Guys, she just wants you to start taking care of her, being her manservant, basically, okay, guys? So, I'm kind of repeating what I'm saying. It's just that you have to see how it is, honestly, from the other side, okay? You know, if I didn't see it with my own eyes in, Venice Beach, California. I told you guys, in Venice Beach, California, there's homeless Chad, homeless Tyrone. These women, they take care of them. I've seen homeless Chad, homeless Tyrone. You know, this was back during, before COVID. I've seen these women. They're from Europe. They're from all over the world. They go to a $200, $300 a night hotel, Santa Monica. And they'd be like, hey, you want to go out and eat? You know, they take fucking Chad, fucking Tyrone. They take him out to a fancy schmancy restaurant. Take him back to their apartments. Hey, do you want to shower tonight? You know, they take him back to their apartments. If I didn't see that shit with my eyes and somebody told me, yo, Amr, there are dudes out there that women actually simp for, I'm going to be like, the fuck you talking about, dude? Women don't simp for guys. Women want guys to simp for them. Women want everything from a guy. No, no, no. If you are a beta male, yes, she wants everything from you. Yes, because she doesn't respect you. She doesn't like you like that. She's only with you for resources, okay? But if she likes you like that, she will simp for you. And on top of that, guys, she'll be 100% okay with you seeing other women as well. If anything, she'll probably have a threesome with you just so you can be happy, dudes. That's what you guys need to understand. If a woman likes you like that, dude, you know, when I was driving taxi back in LA, man, I told you guys, when I was driving taxi back in LA, this was before Uber, I picked up this pimp, and he told me, we were on the 5 highway at the time. He told me, let me tell you something, if a woman loves you like that, you can tell her, to go lie down on the middle of Interstate 5 in California, she's not even gonna ask you why, okay? So she's gonna just go out there. She's gonna do it just because she loves you that much, okay? Today, you have guys who are stuck in a relationship where a woman commands them to do everything, where a woman has them, well, if you do 1, 2, 3, 4, maybe I'm gonna touch your pee-pee, when in reality is, if she liked you like that, dude, she'll be busting it. And the thing you guys need to understand is that Chad and Tyrone don't get married, okay? You know the old saying, why buy the cow when you get the milk for free? Do you guys think I'm gonna get married, dudes? I mean, I'm getting pussy in Colombia. Why the fuck would I want to get married for? I mean, why? So I can lock down a bitch and say, gotcha, bitch? No, fuck that shit. I'm always gonna have that pussy. So why the fuck would I want to get married to a bitch for? Guys, the whole point of marriage is to take care of a woman, okay? That's the whole goddamn point of marriage. To take care of a woman. You don't need some mullah saying, hello, ya hello. Now you're married to some hoe, and I guess it's halal now. As long as you are taking care of a woman, that's all that matters. Furthermore, Islam does tell us there will be 50 women to be looked after by one man in Akhir al-Ayyam, in the end of day scenario, which we are in. You guys gotta understand, dudes, Islam is a dynamic religion, okay? You got all these mullahs out there telling you we should live like the Prophet Muhammad 1400 years ago. Okay, you want to live like the Prophet Muhammad 1400 years ago? Alright, dog, why are you flying in a plane for? Why are you driving a car for? Why do you have AC for? You know, you got all these mullahs who wear the uftan, they wear the gown, they wear the head, they wear the diaper on their head. It's like, dude, if you're gonna live like you are in the 7th century, then do it all the way, bro. All the fucking way, dude. Like, no AC, no toilet, no airplane, no car, no computer. Live like you're in the 7th century, okay? Don't cosplay, okay? The vast majority of Muslim mullahs out there, they're cosplaying like they're some sort of holy prophet just to get your money. It's like, no, bro. Islam is not that type of religion. Islam is a dynamic religion, okay? If it wasn't a dynamic religion, why don't you go out and marry a 6-year-old girl? Let me know how that one goes, okay, guys? So Islam is a dynamic religion, and all these mullahs out there who want you to live like, you know, you're in the 7th century, it's simply because they're cosplaying, and that's how they make their money off of you, okay, guys? With me, I don't do that nigger shit, okay? With me, I tell you cold, hard truth. You guys are probably better off with a fucking prostitute that actually likes you like that than you are with a woman who says, Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, MashaAllah. That's the world we live in. I'm a realist, dudes, okay? I'm not a hoper. I'm not a dreamer. I'm a realist, okay? We live in a world today where you're better off with a prostitute than you are with a hijabi. Because at least with the prostitute, you know she's a prostitute. Dudes, let me tell you something, okay? Prostitutes have lower body count than the average hoe. Prostitutes are cleaner and more healthier than the average hoe. Prostitutes are actually more honest and upfront than the actual hoe. Okay, guys? So, in a perfect world, you'll find yourself a fucking prostitute who likes you like that, and you make an arrangement with her. That's what we're doing in 2020. For going on to 2025. All right, guys, I'm gonna talk to you in the next video. See ya.